There's a good chance you've heard of the term pop art. Think Andy Warhol, think of the soup can. But around the same time, another movement was taking hold. Op arts. Op, short for optical, as in optical illusions. The pieces are abstract, and typically they give you the impression of movement or vibrating patterns. In KCRW's art critic, Hunter Georgios-Gafilp is here with today's Art Talk. Hello, Hunter.
Hello, Steve.
So Time magazine is actually credited with coining the term op art back in 1964 in response to a show by Julian Stanzak. Tell us about Julian and how his art affected the 1960s.
Well, he would use these closely hued color combinations or sometimes oppositional color combinations and very thin lines or bands. And the art, although it was two-dimensionally represented, would seem to be almost three dimensions, almost floating in front of the picture plane. It's very much something gets picked up by a lot of artists using geometric abstraction in a different way. And there are a number of pretty terrific examples on view in this show because the show expands 1970 to 2011.
It sounds really cool. What work is on display at his show here in L.A.? What are we talking about?
There's an early work that was from just a few years after his great critical success in a show called The Responsive Eye at the Museum of Modern Art. And this particular show is called Duo. So the paintings are just two colors or two variations of colors. And they really, what's great about them is you see how light almost seems to come through them. The shadows seem to subside beneath them. They seem to have curving, molded, elliptical forms that seem to come off of the canvas. Others seem to recede in space. And you don't really see a lot of this work firsthand. And this is the kind of work you have to see. It won't really come through in a JPEG.
The way you describe this, it sounds like it's something very simple, like he just, paint on a canvas. But is it more painstaking than that?
Well, it was extremely painstaking, and even more so for Stanzak, because he was born in Poland, and during the Second World War, as a young person, he was in a Siberian camp. And during that period, he lost the use of his right hand, and he was right-handed. Some of these paintings seem even more amazing, knowing that he'd retrained himself with his left hand, and they're so painstaking. But he said it actually made it easier for him to work in a concentrated way and not have to think about the kind of painful emotional past that he had.
So how does his interest in optics, Stanzak's interest, play into the work of artists that we see today? Does it live on?
Well, yeah, you think of op art as something that's like a moment in time. But no, if you go to Brian Will's show at Praz de Levad Gallery in the Mid-Wilshire area, you're going to see a much younger artist creating those kinds of optical effects in another painstaking way. He uses colored thread, rayon metallic thread, and strings them very tightly across shadow boxes, wooden frames. And if you look at them directly, they look like solid bands of color. If you look at them from the side, those bands almost disappear. It's almost like a scrim, and you can see the back of the wall or the back of the box, and they also change colors. So that sort of optical illusion is present in his work as well. And to see the two shows together, you'll see how these issues of optics and perception have not gone away. They're alive and well with us today.
Brian Will's show is over, as you said, at the Praz de la Vallade Gallery over on Mid-Wilshire. It'll go on through October 28th. Stanzak's exhibit is on view through the 21st, October 21st, at the Diane Rosenstein Gallery over on Highland. Hunter Drohoyuk-Philp with this week's Art Talk. Hunter, thank you.
Thank you, Steve.